Well, Jeff Woods joins us. Jeffrey, how are you?
I'm just fine, Mr. Greger.
That was my inner Pierre Maguire, just by calling you by your full name, just in case
yes.
you were wondering.
Just like my mother does exactly the same thing.
Oh, nice. I want to talk about fat, specific bodily fat, and a lot of the misconceptions around it. And, you know, the first one, when we lose body weight, like weight, and a lot of that's body fat, where does the fat go?
Interesting question, Greger, and the answer in a few seconds. But first, I wanted to look at a few common responses. And these responses would come from just the general population, and in some cases, from doctors, dietitians, like healthcare professionals. So the first one, the fat is converted to muscle. Blatantly wrong. That just doesn't happen. Fat converted to heat. Well, that sort of happens. We have to sort of burn some calories, get our body temperature up to start the process of reducing body fat. So there's sort of some truth in that. Then the fat cells are metabolized. They're just gone forever, eliminated. Well, that's not true. Some of the fat we would get rid of through our urine and sweat as we exercise. So that's kind of true. But the answer, when we exercise, we inhale like large amounts of oxygen when we're working out intently. So it's metabolized as we inhale the oxygen with our blood, and it's exhaled as a respiratory gas. And that respiratory gas is carbon dioxide. So in layman's terms, the fat mass is breathed out of your body as carbon dioxide. So this whole process, it makes the fat cells smaller, but you don't eliminate the fat cells. Like, you don't lose them. The fat cells just get smaller through this physiological process.
So now, people who gain weight earlier, obviously, you know, they have bigger fat cells, I guess. And is it harder then? Like, if we get obese at a younger age, is it much harder to battle that than it would be if maybe you pack on a few extra, fat weight when you're in your 40s?
Well, the short answer is yes. Like, it's a really complex scenario and question, obviously. But if you are having weight problems before the age of 5, and you're struggling at that point of your life, you will undoubtedly struggle the rest of your life. So it's really important as a parent, obviously, to get your child's nutrition in place early. And there's no question, the longer that you go having weight problems and the younger that it happens, it will become a lifelong pursuit in terms of trying to get it under control, and it's not easy. So the sooner that you get it under control, the better.
Jeff Woods joins us. So what's the most effective way to lose body fat?
Well, first of all, I guess a couple of things to consider, Jason, is this. You know, your baseline health and your pre-existing mobility, obviously, is going to have some effect on the prescription for some people. So they might be limited. They might not be able to take part in the most effective prescription because their health just won't allow them to. But all things being equal, anaerobic activities versus aerobic pursuits are probably the best method of attack. So what I mean by that, like, your anaerobic pursuits would be like your high-intensity interval-type training. So where you're going to maybe do some weight training circuits with very little rest, and the oxygen demands to do that type of activity are very, very high. Now, the downside to that type of training is that with any high-intensity pursuit, there's always an increase in injury risk. Now, an example of the aerobic pursuit, like the long, slow-duration type training where we walk or we run for 60 or 90 minutes, we're still going to inhale a great deal of oxygen, but we're working like at much lower thresholds. So the amount of respiratory carbon dioxide that we would expend is quite a bit lower. So the fat loss result, like, it's still going to happen, but it's going to happen over a much longer period of time, and the results might come a lot slower.
And that's kind of a long running debate, right? A lot of people say, hey, you know what? You get into running and it's great. So a lot of times, is it keeping a heart rate up for a shorter period of time, more intense workouts? Ultimately, is that going to be better? Or what are the risks on that one if you're going more intense and trying to lose fat?
Well, I mean, obviously, a couple of things to consider here. A, we want to properly progress everybody along so that they can tolerate working at higher levels of intensity. Okay, so if we do that properly, honor enough recovery days, you know, if you're a runner, that you're going to recover from your previous days running. And, you know, over time, we want to increase the duration that we run. And then we also want to increase the intensity. But you hit it on the head. The most important thing would be the intensity. I would instruct people to run for shorter periods of time and then get yourself into a position where you can tolerate working at 80, 90, 95% of your maximal heart rate values for short periods of time. Throw in a little bit of recovery, but that you'll have a greater possibility of sort of inhaling more oxygen, processing more oxygen, but more importantly, exhaling more carbon dioxide, which is more responsible for oxidizing that body fat. And if that's your goal, to get leaner over time, that would be the best approach, the most effective approach.
Okay. Spot reducing. Can we target a certain area to get certain body up? You know, like guys, we always carry, you got the little muffin top maybe around the way. Can you do that?
No, definitely not. Our bodies, like our body cannot discriminate, like on where it oxidizes fat. So, like, try to understand this. As we exercise, our body oxidizes fat evenly from all areas of the body via the blood and the expired respiratory gases, just like we talked about, and it reduces the fat cells over time. So, if you have more fat, let's say in an area like your stomach, and that's quite common for most people, you will see the results in that area last. It will happen slower there. But normally when people start to lose weight, like, people will see results more so in their neck and their face, right? But there's less fat there. So that's kind of how it works. So you can't spot reduce. Just a huge myth.
Okay. So it's really, you just kind of got to hope and work hard to get it down in those areas?
Yeah, and that's it. You just have to be consistent, obviously, with your exercise. And everything that we talked about today, Jason, I mean, you cannot out-exercise a bad diet. And you really have to have your health plan starting in the kitchen. You have to be eating a high amount of vegetables, quality proteins, reduce as many processed foods as possible. And if you've been struggling, for example, with your weight for an extended period of time, I cannot stress the importance of getting together with a registered dietitian. See a specialist. So many trainers and healthcare professionals have a distorted perspective on nutritional counseling. And quite frankly, in our training, it's a very small part of our education when it comes to nutritional sciences. So that, again, like I say, it's probably more important to get that in check first before you start to engage in any of the exercise pursuits. So that's my final word on that one, my friend.
Well, yeah, nutrition, obviously, you know, somebody should reach out to a registered dietitian. Then if they're working out and they're doing all that, but they're not losing weight, it's likely their diet.
Without question, Jason, I couldn't agree more. That is undoubtedly the problem. There's no question.
Jeffrey, always good to chat with you. Who are you taking in Game 7 tonight?
You know what? My heart is, I'm rolling with Detroit, but I had a friend many years ago who played with Tampa Bay, so I'm sort of torn, but I think I'd like to see Detroit win it.
Go with the Wings. All right. Understaffed tonight with the suspension and injuries on the blue line. They will need Mrazek to play great. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, my friend. Take care, Jace.